It's 5 o'clock and you're off the clock with B. Scott. Today, we're excited to have as our guest, Dr. Rebecca Tyramina. Sorry if I butchered that, but anyway, she's assistant professor in the physical science at National Park College. And today we're going to get into some current stuff that's going to take place here in Arkansas and other states as well, but we're gearing up for it here in Arkansas. We're going to talk about the solar eclipse, what to expect, the path of it, and kind of the ins and outs and what it is. Because a lot of people, you know, me myself, I don't have any idea, especially in depth, anything about the solar eclipse. So it's going to be very interesting stuff. Before we get into it, leave a like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, leave a comment, let us know what you like, what you didn't like, you know, and who you'd like to see in further videos. But let's get right into this. So, Rebecca, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
I know it was a long trip from Hot Springs to here in Fordyce, South Arkansas, but I'm totally glad you made it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here today.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into this?
So I'm a geologist. I started studying environmental science when I was an undergrad in Pennsylvania. I went to Gettysburg College. And then I moved into my master's program in earth and quaternary sciences, where quaternary is the most recent time period that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And then from there, I moved on to do my PhD at Baylor University in geology. And so my actual area of expertise is rivers, and I study stream terraces and how they form, as
really?
Well as what we call geoarchaeology, which is combining archaeology and geology. But as a professor, I teach everything from geology, environmental science, archaeology, and planetary sciences.
Sweet. That's a heck of a resume there, I will say. So are y'all pretty pumped up about it, the upcoming solar eclipse?
Absolutely. I'm just about into the astronomy session with one of my classes, and so I'm excited to start sharing with them and then get the information out to the people at school as well.
Oh, I got you. So let's start with the basics of it. You know, a solar eclipse. What exactly takes place that makes it such a special experience?
Sure. I have a picture of that that says solar eclipse on it. And basically what happens is that when we have the sun, the moon, and the earth, they align in such a way that the moon is between the earth and the sun.
Yeah.
And now this happens on a regular basis anyway. We'll see that during a new moon. That means that the side of the moon that we're looking at, we can't see it because the sun is going to illuminate the dark side of the moon at that time. So that's when we have a new moon. That means we don't see a moon at all.
Oh, okay.
But,
that makes sense.
Yeah, but during the day, we actually start to see what we call a solar eclipse. What that means is that the moon is going to partially eclipse or fully eclipse the sun, but only in parts of Earth or as seen on Earth. That's what we call the path of totality. This is also referred to the umbra. And the umbra is where we're going to see the full darkness as it goes through that path. And the penumbra is that partial eclipse. So the outside part that will also be in partial darkness during the day.
I got you. So there's actually a fine strip that goes across the country that is actually going to be in total darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be one of the eclipses where here in Arkansas, you're going to have a complete darkness?
Yeah, what we call a total eclipse, which would be complete darkness.
And I mean, what kind of dark are we talking about? Because in my mind, it's like they're covering up the complete sun, and you know, the light of the moon at night, you know, is a reflection of the sun off the moon. So, like, are we talking about the kind of darkness you can't see your hand from your face? Or are we talking about just dim?
It will be like nighttime, basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the total portion of the eclipse. And where we are in Arkansas, and I'm in Hot Springs, it will last for about 3 minutes and 39 seconds. And so that's going to be the total length of the full total eclipse. But we will see a partial eclipse starting from about, I have the times here, wherever I put them. It starts around 11 in the morning, and then will end around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I got you.
And that's the partial. So it starts to get dark, but then the total darkness is just for 3 minutes.
That's crazy. I can hardly imagine what it would be like for somebody that wasn't big in the news or anything. I had no idea it was coming. Driving in the middle of the day, and it just all of a sudden get dark.
Right. I think it's interesting with social media today. A lot of people know that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I was younger, when I was a child, if a solar eclipse was happening, I would have had no idea.
Yeah. What do people know before they knew anything like that? I bet you they're freaking out.
Yeah, definitely. It is important to note, though, that modern astronomy, which started about like in the 1500s with the Greek astronomers and everything, they had a pretty clear understanding on what was going on around the world. And they were able to accurately predict how far the moon was away, how far the sun was away.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. So
they'd be able to get those numbers.
They were using trigonometry, which is like a scary word for a lot of people, but that's just mathematics that uses angles. And they were able to use the sun angle on the earth to know exactly when they would see the moon and the sun.
Talk about some big thinkers.
Yeah. Big thinkers. Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy. You know, I experienced some kind of eclipse. I don't know. I know there's several different kinds, and maybe we should go into that too. But last year in October in New Mexico, and, you know, it got dim. It wasn't like a complete darkness by no means. It got dim, and the camera lighting was just like perfect. And that's really what I noticed with the little half moon shadows. What's that all about?
That's referred to as an annular eclipse. So A-N-N-U-L-A-R. And that's when the moon is in the path of the sun, but you can still see the halo of the sun around
it. Yeah, there it is.
So those are those cool little half moon shadows. They're really awesome. That's probably the most awesome part.
That's crazy to me.
Of that type of an eclipse is that little crescent shaped shadow you start to see on the ground.
Yeah, that's absolutely wild. Because to me, it's like, well, you know, there's enough light to shine and hit to cast a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You would think there'd be no reason it wouldn't be a crisp shadow line like you usually see.
Right. Well, it's because the moon is there, there's just enough of that moon there to make that crescent shape.
That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely different. Like in my world, you know, when I see that, I'm usually in a river using down imaging sonar.
Yeah.
Looking for catfish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what they look like, little half moons.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first seen that, I was like, so I'm talking about like catfish season's coming.
The sun is fishing for something or something.
I'm telling you. So what do you think? We'll go back to the different kind of eclipses, right? So I've heard of a lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
You know, not that I've ever seen one, or maybe I could have, but I didn't.
You probably have. They're actually very frequent events.
Really?
Yes.
Like how often?
About 4 times a year.
Really?
Yes.
And you just, I guess if you're not paying attention, you just miss them.
Yeah, you just miss them. So they'll happen when we're in the full moon phase, which means that the moon is on the other side of the earth from the sun. So the reason that's full moon is that the full light of the sun will be illuminating the moon. But during this time, during the lunar eclipse, the earth casts a shadow on the moon. And so then we don't see the moon itself. And instead we see the same thing. We call it the same words, the umbra and the penumbra. And so the umbra is where there's complete darkness and we won't see the moon again. It's like 2 minutes long. It's really not a very long event.
It's hit or miss kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens 4 times a year, how rare is it to get a chance to experience what we're going to experience here in Arkansas? I mean, that has to be a pretty rare.
Yeah, so a full solar eclipse only happens every so many years. The last one that was a full solar eclipse that went over North America was in 2017. And that was in late August. And so it was going the other direction. Mm-hmm. So from the northwest down to the southeast. This one's going from the southwest up to the northeast. And so they're going in different directions from each other. These events, yeah, they only happen every so many years.
And I imagine there's a large portion of people that may never get the chance to see it, you know, in their whole lifetime.
Yeah. And it just was a chance that I happened to be in Charleston, South Carolina during the last solar eclipse. So I did get to see it. But most people don't get the chance to travel for it.
Hmm. I know that being here in Arkansas, I'm imagining a lot of people are going to be traveling in just to get a chance to see it. I know some people personally that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you expect as far as people just flooding into these cities?
I know that they're predicting like millions of people traveling for this particular thing. And I know personally, I work at National Park College. We've closed the campus for the day just because they're expecting so much more traffic than usual.
Yeah.
And because it's a commuter college, it's just not safe for students to be trying to get to school at that time.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a bunch of out-of-staters, a bunch of even locals, you know, just going out to spectate it.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing, it's like, I'd like to see it, but I don't know if I want to go deal with all that traffic. How early do you think somebody would have to go there and get set up to be able to
Yeah. So since it's going to really start around 11 o'clock in the morning, you'd want to try to, I mean, we're about an hour and a half from Hot Springs right now. So you'd probably want to set out like 10 o'clock just to get there. But you can see it from everywhere. It's not like you need to be on a special hill to see it. You will be able to see it from everywhere.
Well, I bet you every RV camping spot is just piled with people right now.
Absolutely.
Hmm. So do we have like a picture of like where it's actually going to travel? Do we have one of them? Let's pull that up. Oh, so it starts in Texas and it works its way out and it leaves the United States and out of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And how long will it take? Like, how long will the total eclipse be seen across the United States?
So it will be on land and where it makes landfall in Mexico for about 100 minutes.
100 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And is it one of them things where you can see it in Arkansas and you'll also be able to see it, say, over there in Maine at the same time? Mm-hmm. Or is it just delayed some?
It's delayed. So if you pull up, I have a picture that shows the exact timing of where it is, at least in central time, because they do have it. I have it for different ones. So where we can start to see it in Texas.
I'll tell you what's really mind-blowing to me that's hard for me to wrap my mind around is how they can put exact times to the minute on things like this.
Well, we know exactly how fast the Earth is rotating and how fast we're orbiting the sun. So it's actually not that hard for us to determine this, luckily. But you can see right here the timing. In Arkansas, it will start around 1:50. And as it exits, it will be about 2 o'clock. But this is not going to be total everywhere because the total, again, is only going to be about 3 minutes and 40 seconds where we are in Hot Springs. And so that's just showing where the path of totality will be. We can't have a path of totality or we can't have a total eclipse everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
And I think as a child, that's something, if I saw complete darkness, I would think that there was complete darkness all over the earth. But that's just not how it works. So we don't see the same angle of the sun from every single part of the earth, which is a little bit of a confusing thing until you start to understand how the path of the sun is and how the earth is rotating. And the moon is also orbiting the earth and is also rotating on its own axis.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things fitting together means that we only see a certain path of this totality line.
I got you. It's a bunch of circles moving in circles.
Moving in circles, but they're more like ellipses. And so that's actually an important part of where we're going to get to, which is why are we seeing a longer total eclipse this time? Because the path, the orbital path that we have is actually an ellipse. And the ellipse means that there's times that the moon is closer to the earth and there's times that it's further away. And so,
I got you.
And that happens about every 27 days for the moon itself. For Earth, it happens about every 365 days, conveniently, around the sun.
Yeah, of course.
And so there are times when the earth is closer to the sun and there's times when it's further away. But for the moon, because it's going to be closer, which means it's close to its perigee, peri meaning it's close, will mean that we will see a longer length of the total eclipse.
I got you. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And it also makes sense why it's going to cover the whole sun.
Exactly.
You know, because obviously if it's further away, it wouldn't be able to.
Which is what happened in October when we saw the annular eclipse. When the moon is a little further away, we're not going to see it totally eclipsed.
I got you. It makes sense. You're explaining it to me very well. All right?
I
need
so.
You to explain a lot of this stuff on like second grade level.
Yeah.
Just because I don't grasp a lot of it. But what does it do to like, say, animals? Because I imagine if an animal, they're all about routine. A lot of animals nest certain times. They like birds, example, deer, same way. They move at certain times, eat at certain times. I imagine it just getting dark in the middle of the day messes them up.
Yeah, they'll pretty much stop what they're doing. It does get really quiet because we're used to birds singing all day long.
Yeah.
The birds will get quiet. I mean, the sun that you hear usually like at dusk and dawn, maybe they'll be singing, but you won't hear full bird song. And most other animals will hide.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is it something that, the couple minutes passes and then they just go right back to routine? Or does it mess them up for a day or two?
No, they just go back to normal.
Really?
It's weird.
Man, I was hoping I was going to find some like insider information like for hunting or fishing or something.
They are radio birds and birds aren't real.
I'm excited to see it. I know that from everything I've heard about it, it's definitely something if you have the opportunity to see, you don't want to miss, because it's just so rare to be around the area where it's going to happen at, especially. Are you planning on going and seeing it?
Well, I'm just going to go in my backyard. I live in Hot Springs. Yeah, so right there, I'm right there. So I don't have to worry about going anywhere.
So when you go to spectate it, I know that I've heard that you don't look at it, for one, because of sun rays. It might be dimmer, but the sun rays still hurt your eyes. What about when it's completely dark?
When it's completely dark, you can look up because the sun is no longer going to be visible. And so it's not going to burn your eyes. Just think of it on any ordinary day. You would never stare at the sun. That's not a good idea.
That's right.
And so when it's in its partial totality, you don't want to be looking, because there will be a sliver of the sun and our eyes cannot handle that level of brightness.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So will we still be able to see? So say when it goes into a full dark, will we still be able to see where it's located at in the sky, or is it just going to be completely blacked out? I mean, are we going to see stars?
The sun is going to be completely blacked out this time. There won't be what we call the ring of fire.
Yeah.
So we'll know where it is because we would have just seen it disappear. But you will be able to see stars, and actually you will be able to see Jupiter and Venus in the sky at
really?
The same time.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And Venus is pretty luminous. That's a picture of Jupiter. But both of them are cloud-covered planets, which means that the sun is going to be reflective off of them a lot.
Really?
And so they're still going to have that sun illumination on their surfaces, which means from Earth, we will be able to see them with the naked eye. We don't need a telescope at the time.
I got you. Is it one of them things, say you're able to get a high enough viewing point, like a top of a mountain or something, whenever it starts to take place, will you see just like a giant shadow, per se, creeping in? Like if you're able to see miles out?
It's going to be similar to what you see with the annular eclipse, with those little crescent-shaped shadows. We won't necessarily see a creeping shadow approaching us.
I mean, I'm talking about like from miles away. Like if I was on a mountaintop and then say you could see however far you're able to see that day with the air quality and all that, would you see like a gradual darkness kind of coming, and that just kind of shows you like where it starts and begins type deal, or you're not able to see far enough to be able to notice that?
You wouldn't be able to see far enough to notice that. And because of where the sun angle is, you'll still see sunlight until it gets closer to you.
I got you. Oh, man, it's going to be cool.
I mean, you'll be able to see the path of the sun just like any ordinary day, where the sun is going up and up and up until noon and then down and down and down until dusk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it whenever it takes place and it completely darkens out, are people expecting anything else to change? Like this temperature drop?
Yeah, the temperature will drop.
That's just the lack of sunlight.
Lack of sunlight in that particular area. And it will return back to normal as soon as totality ends. It will be a little bit cooler during the entire thing. So during the partial portion of it. Mm. But when we're in complete darkness, it will be noticeably cooler.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I imagine it would. But even it's crazy that not having the sunlight for just a couple minutes would drop it that fast, you know. But that just shows you kind of how much, I mean, I think it's cooking.
Yeah, but like think about even at night, and here in Arkansas, we have drastic temperature changes between the nighttime and daytime. And you know, we'll wake up, it's 45 degrees, and by the afternoon, it's almost 80 degrees. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing will happen, just it will be the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm telling you, for that crazy old guy that don't get on social media, that has no idea this is coming, it's definitely going to freak him out. I mean, absolutely.
They're going to have to go hide in their bunkers.
I've seen conspiracy theories about this. I mean, have you seen any of them?
No, I haven't.
I mean, just government, this, that, and the other. Then, you know, you got, I mean, it's just crazy the stuff you hear. It's like, I don't know, guys. I think solar eclipse has been happening, you know?
I'm going to have to go look into it, because I know my husband really loves conspiracy theories.
I guarantee he's probably heard some stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's typically, they always blame the government, you know?
Absolutely.
The government's definitely got their hands in the solar eclipse.
Exactly.
But so the areas that are obviously in that line, you know, I've seen people talking about how there's like emergency alerts, you know, for the people that live there, what do you recommend?
I recommend just staying at home, or unless you already have a plan to be going to a particular place, like a viewing party. Just stay at home and view it from your home if you have a good view. It is going to be total darkness, so it's not like you need to look at the sun to see that it's going to be completely dark at the time. But it's just recommended not to go out because the traffic is going to be really heavy at the time, especially with extra people in town.
I got you. That makes sense for sure. So going back to like how y'all schedule, you know, you have the times of when it's going to be where and whatnot. When's the next something like this to this magnitude going to take place?
So I don't have the date for the next solar eclipse. I should have looked that up, but it's not for another couple of years.
So the solar eclipse, obviously, you know, like we said earlier, a bunch of circles making other circles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a patternable thing and like a reoccurring? But is it like, what would you say? Would you say it's like an equal distance?
Yeah,
apart from each other?
It should be fairly equal. So, I mean, over time, the Earth's rotation is slowing down over time. Yeah. But it should be, we can predict it out to the next so many, you know, millennia. Yeah. We do know that. I just happen not to have written it down.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
And maybe Daniel can look it up over there and we'll just throw it up on the screen whenever he finds it out. But I'm not a good researcher myself. I'd have 20 dates in the same year and not one of them would take place.
Yeah.
I get on one of them sites, gives you all the bad information.
Right.
But yeah, I'm excited for it. It's to me, it seems like you just got to be there. You got to experience it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to just hear the birds just
exactly and
see the little half moons again.
Absolutely.
That was cool. It was when I first seen it was in New Mexico and it was like, this is weird. Mm-hmm. Like it's a weird feeling.
It is a weird feeling.
It changes your mood kind of. It's weird.
Yeah, especially they happen pretty much in the middle of the day because that's when the sun is at its highest position too above you, as seen from you. The sun, you know, it's rotating around the Milky Way, but we are rotating around the sun. And so we're orbiting the sun. And so as it appears to us, it's at its highest height. And so it happens in the middle of the day. And so it feels very weird.
It does. And I think it kind of changes your mood for the day. I mean, it does a lot to... It does a lot to like you internally in a way. You know?
Yeah. It makes sense as to why the last one, I couldn't find anyone in the house because they were either sleeping or they were just like being quiet.
You're just running around looking for them.
Looking for them. Like, look at this. And I'm the only one.
You're the only one out there paying attention.
Yeah.
You got it pulled up. It says August 12th, 2026, total solar eclipse. It's in Greenland. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. So Iceland, it's not going to pass us.
So, mm-hmm. That's in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
How many has there been in modern? Like, what's the cutoff year for the modern era of stargazing or whatever? You know,
I'm not sure. I wouldn't be able to tell you that off the top of my head.
That's crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of lines there.
Yeah, it's showing the ones in the future, the path of the ones that you can see. So they're showing now that's one in 2038 going through Australia and
2039, mm-hmm. Antarctica. Not many people gonna see that one.
Just the penguins.
Yeah, you roll up out there, you definitely get a view from anywhere you want to see it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got them all at 2044. Total solar eclipse, Greenland, Canada. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, that one's gonna go through.
Yeah,
right
okay.
There.
Yeah,
2044.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean,
that's what we got to look forward to.
Yeah, 20 years. Though.
20 years
hey,
before
if you
it goes
don't see
North
it now,
America.
You're not going to get to see it again for 20 years.
Unless you go to Greenland.
Yeah, and that takes it to a whole nother level. Because you're going all the way to Greenland for what, max a couple minutes,
like,
you know?
2.5 minutes.
That'd be like one. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But there's people that ate up with it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the last time we had one, it worked out. It was like the end of summer. So, you know, going to Charleston, South Carolina made sense. But this is like springtime in Arkansas, which is a beautiful time to visit Arkansas.
It is. When everything starts blooming, getting pretty around here, you go up North Arkansas, you got all the mountain ranges. And it's just, it is really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a little different down here, South Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said earlier that this is the first time you've been this far south in Arkansas.
Yeah, it has. I've been to like Louisiana and it's very similar to northern Louisiana, but it's different than where I am, which is like the edge of the mountains. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems that South Arkansas, north part of Louisiana, it's a lot of pine plantations, paper, that kind of industry. So
absolutely.
It's just packed up. Now, let me tell you something. I bet you before you leave, you're going to have 20 pounds of pollen on the top of your car from the just the being down here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I already started experiencing that.
Viewing prior to and after needs special glasses. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's right.
All right. We just talked about during totality, yeah. Right? So during totality, you can look. It's fine. It's going to be darkness. But in order to look at it, you don't want to use your cameras directly. You don't want to use your phones.
Ooh, don't use your cameras directly?
Yeah, so you can use the camera, but don't look at the camera while you're doing it. It's better to get a filter. And so you can get those glasses. Here, we've already started seeing, like we talked about earlier, that even convenience stores are selling these glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the best way to view all of that partial totality, because that's when the sun is still going to be within view of us. And so we're going to need that to protect our eyes. Normal sunglasses do not cut it, even like dark shades.
Yeah, not even the good ones.
Not even the good ones. They will not be good enough for this.
So you said, you know, not even look at it through your camera, looking at it. See, to me, that's crazy.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an insane amount of light, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I know you can't take a picture of it.
Well, you can take a picture, but
it's not a very great, I mean, it's not a well-focused, nice picture.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is look at it. You know, you see a lot of people put up welding hoods.
Yeah.
I mean, that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And definitely get the filter too for that. But the welding hoods would be good, because that does actually have that more special protective filter that's inside of them.
Absolutely. So is there anything that you'd like to talk about in regards of this upcoming event that you just know that everybody needs to know?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, to me, it seems like one of them deals. It's just, it happens so, it's so rare. You just really got to take advantage of the opportunities that you got in front of you. And that's going and looking at it.
Yeah. And I know too, I mean, I'm not going to like do a bunch of advertising for the city of Hot Springs, but I do know that they are having tons of events the weekend prior. So if you are going to be in the area, it makes sense to go check them out. Not just there, but other places in Arkansas as well, because there are places that are also going to be in the path of totality. It just happens that Hot Springs is right in the center of the state, and so right where it's going through.
I know it's going to be good. It's going to be real good for the local. They ain't got to go nowhere.
Nowhere.
Just don't get in that traffic. Don't forget nothing you might need.
Yeah. And I mean, we just experienced... in Hot Springs, we have the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, and it was on a weekend, and there was a lot of extra people for that, and it's currently spring break. And so just given how many extra people there have been this week, I could only imagine it's going to be crazier.
So in Hot Springs right now, there are like people selling stuff on the side of the roads, getting ready to like do that kind of stuff. Like, is that how big it's going to get, you think? I mean, how many people do you think is going to travel to Hot Springs?
I know that they estimated, based on the number of hotel rooms and, you know, Airbnbs and stuff that have been booked. I don't remember what the exact number is, but it is going to be more than usual, more than even our bigger holidays.
Man, that's crazy.
One other thing that I'd wanted to mention is that today, while we're recording this, it is the spring equinox. And so part of a difference of where we're going to see the total line of totality has to do with where the earth is positioned around the sun at different times. And so on the equinox is when we have what we call equal nights and equal days. That's what it stands for. And so that means that all around the world, everyone is experiencing 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness.
And it's perfectly even.
Perfectly even. And so that is part of the reason that we are going to have a greater time of this movement of the sun path that is going to be able to see it, you know, in the middle of the day, closer to midday, just because that's where the sun angle looks to us at that time. And so we can look at this right here. That's where it's totally even. And so in the next 3 weeks, because that's when the eclipse actually is, we're still at this time where we're experiencing a lot of daylight. We're actually going to increase the amount of daylight until we get to the summer solstice, which is June 21st. That's when we're going to have our greatest amount of sunlight at this latitude in the northern hemisphere. And so so we increase the amount of sunlight up into that point. And you can see that too if you move back to the other picture that has each of the Earth's seasons and how that seasonality changes. This is going to be why the last solar eclipse, which was happening after the summer solstice, was going from the northwest to the southeast, is because of the way that we are coming off of that daylight. And so now the Earth's angle is switching, or it's not switching. It's always at 23.5 degrees, but the relative way that we view it from Earth is no longer at this, you know, vertical ray type of thing.
So that has to do with, because you see those maps, they got the eclipses kind of mapped, like courses.
Yeah.
That's what changes
what changes their course, is where exactly is the sun's vertical rays at that time. And so we're close to where the sun's vertical rays are going to be by like everywhere, pretty much. So it's only 3 weeks away. We're going to have a little bit more daylight in the northern hemisphere going into this time.
I got you. And that makes sense. So I noticed on a lot of those maps where the eclipse trail, it always seems to be slightly curved, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is there any situation to where things would have to line up perfectly to where it wouldn't have a curve?
That would never happen.
Never? Couldn't happen?
Yeah, it could not happen.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, because at the same time that the sun, we're orbiting around the sun, the Earth is also rotating around its axis, and the moon is rotating around its axis, and it's orbiting the Earth. And so it will always be this curved path in some direction, in some way. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit more curved than others. This one is actually a pretty straight path.
That's considered a pretty straight path. Is that right there?
Yeah.
They're usually more curved than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really just depends on the time of year.
Hmm. And it's crazy too, because like it depends on how you scale it. Like if you looked at it per state, like Arkansas, it looks like almost a directly straight path over Arkansas.
Absolutely. And if we were to zoom out of where it's going to be seen around the world. Yeah. It only happens in these places, and then they just kind of disappear. And that's because the sun is no longer at its highest position. So we're not going to see them anymore.
It takes perfect placement.
Mm-hmm.
These kind of things that occur.
Absolutely.
And it's a...
And I think that's where you were getting to the point where it is a rare event.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel as rare because we only had one 7 years ago, but that's just, that's a fluke almost. Like this happened. It's not because it's not predictable. It's that this is the timing of these events.
Yeah. It's just how it happened to be.
But yeah, like we saw, it won't be over North America again for
20 years. I know it. So everybody better buckle up and make the trip for sure. And this is going to be something to see,
mm-hmm.
or you got to get a plane ticket and go check it out somewhere else. But thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've learned absolutely 10,000 times more about solar eclipse than I knew walking in today. And I'm glad you came. We appreciate you making the long trip down here. And we went over everything from the what is it, where you can view it in Arkansas, where it's going to be peak, how to view it safely with the glasses. And we went over kind of just a little bit of how it happens. And it's really good information. Thank you. And make sure everybody leaves a like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, leave a comment, tell us what you like, what you don't like. You know, let us know who you'd like on the guest. And hopefully something crazy happens, you know, in 2044. Is that what the year?
If I'm still here.
we're going to get you back in here. We're going to do a 20-year anniversary. But anyways, we appreciate you guys watching. Let us know what you think in the comments, and catch you later.